This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Power Perspective, Monday to Thursday, 8 p.m. to midnight.
Yeah, it's the race to the top of the hour. Raisa Mzansi's chief organizer, member of parliament, lead negotiator in the GNU coalition talks. And that, of course, is Makashula Ghana from Raisa Mzansi. And we're going to be talking about this aspect of the GNU and them joining the GNU, one of the last political parties to join the GNU, as we've, of course, now seen that the number stands at, is it an impressive 10? An impressive 10 parties in the GNU and all the questions that come with that. Let's bring Makashula Ghana into the conversation. Makashula Ghana, welcome to Power 98.7. Welcome to Power Perspective. And, the last time I saw you was at the IEC Center and the numbers were still on the board and, you know, things were beginning to happen. But we never finished the conversation. The numbers weren't truly on the board yet where we could say, or I could say, congratulations and well done. And so, yeah, congratulations and well done, Makashula Ghana.
Thanks very much. Good evening to you. Good evening to the Power listeners. It's great to be back on Power Perspectives. And thank you. It was not the easiest of elections, mm-hmm. but we managed to get the electricity in Parliament, and now we are having conversations about the future of our country. So it was worth the sleepless nights and the traveling that one did. And now we are helping to reshape the future of this country.
I saw one of those photos of you in a bag at an airport, and I think you were tweeting that said something that said, you know, you looked at this picture and it was one of those, I think the bag had t-shirts in it as well that you were tied or married to, you know, and it just looked as, you know, you were on that campaign trail and that's what you needed to do. So yeah, it was a long journey, but you're, and I want to say you're at the end of it or got to the end of it, but the journey just starts, right?
Yeah, that particular picture, it's the early days of Rai, you know, when we still had the only way that we could take T-shirts from Johannesburg to the other parts of the country was if one was traveling there. There was not even enough to be able to send the T-shirts. So it's the humble beginnings of the campaign.
Absolutely. I looked at that picture and I thought, wow, you know, look at that.
Yeah, you know, like, it's just that, you know, people will look at what maybe happened maybe when they started seeing the posters. When we were still building and there were very few people who believed in the mission of rising guns, it was not the easiest of times, you know, like but it was the most difficult times. So we had to try to make do with the little that we had, and now we are here. We are part of the conversation, and want to thank all the participants who put their trust in rising guns, who said, you know, you should go to Parliament and represent our hopes and aspirations. And we thank them very much. And it's out of that, let me call it, that mandate that we have received, that we've even taken the decisions that we have taken right now.
Sure. So let's work on the decisions that you've taken right now. I'm somebody who reads and quite a prolific reader, and so in over the time that I was reading about this one into the national government of national unity, this one not, Action SA saying they're not interested. And then I read quite a few articles that said Raisa Mzansi would be an opposition party on the outside. We're not interested in engaging this thing, you know, as it looks at the moment. We'll be happy with where we are and the kind of representation we got. So am I correct in my having an understanding that at some point, maybe not through the National Leadership Collective, the NLC, but there had been an understanding that you would work outside of the system and try to bring about change. But, you know, that has changed now, or, you know, was I just maybe, you know, reading what other journalists were just speculatively talking about when they were saying Raisa Mzansi is not going to be in the system, you know, as we see you are now within the GNU?
Yeah, I mean, like, there was a lot of speculation, but ourselves, we started having conversations with the other political parties in the lead up to the first sitting of the National Assembly and the first sitting of the Gauteng Provincial Legislature.
And everybody was doing that, in fairness, yeah.
Yeah, and we were clear in terms of what we had wanted, that we need to ensure that the first sitting succeeds in electing the speaker and the president and the deputy speaker. And we're going to play our role to ensure that that sitting is a success. Once that hurdle, we are on the other side now, it's a conversation of how do you then formulate the government. And the conversation never stopped. We continued having conversations and assessing what was happening in the political space, but also looking at ourselves, where we are in relation to all the other conversations that were happening. And increasingly, we started feeling that if we start to remove ourselves and we ask a question, the people that will have voted for Raisa Mzansi, where will they want Raisa Mzansi representatives to be when the future of the country is being decided? Would they like for Raisa Mzansi to be outside the room or to be inside the room? Especially now that the kind of political environment that we knew before 29 May, it's no longer exists. So no longer have a party that has won outright in the national election. So if you start asking those questions to say, there's going to be a lot of decisions that are going to reshape the not only the political but the social and the economic. Where would people expect Raisa Mzansi, people who voted for Raisa Mzansi, where would they expect us to be? To be inside the room or to be outside the room? And we came to a conclusion that we believe that a lot of people that woke up on the 29th of May to vote for Raisa Mzansi and we had communicated the issues around stability, that they would like for Raisa Mzansi to be inside the room, to represent their hopes and aspirations inside the room, not to be backing from the outside, because now there's no outright winner. So be there when decisions are taken. When decisions are taken in Parliament, you need to be there and you need to be able to come and explain to us why what is happening in this space. So that's what we had to do. So we did not rush to make that decision. We considered it at length. You know, like we're having meetings every second day, assessing what was happening, and then in the end we took a decision late on Friday evening to say we are joining the government of national unity.
Is it a position, you know, based on the answer you've just given, is it a position of having an understanding that if you're in the room and there is debate, and not about whether the numbers matter, whether, you know, there are 2 or 10 or 15 of the other, but if one was having a debate in a room, generally it's not about the numbers. People have a voice. Is it about having understanding that, you know, if you have a voice and if you allowed a voice, that within an aspect of a debate, within an aspect of conversation, within that space, you might just come forward with the best idea though you might not be the 20 represented in the room, you might be the 2 represented in the room, but your concept might be something that everybody then agrees to in going forward, because it just might be the best idea on the table. Is it, in essence, that the way you're looking at how this GNU is going to work for you?
Yes.
And that it's not a numbers game, but it's in a game of ideas, and you might, in instances, maybe just have the better ideas that people buy into.
Exactly that, Denzel. I know that many a times people might very well see that, no, if something was to go to a vote, Rising Zanzi, we only have 2 members, you will always lose.
Yeah.
But our strength will not lie in our voting block.
Mm.
Our strength will lie on the ideas that we'll put forward. We'll always be 3-4 times prepared than everyone else.
And hasn't it, Magashule, moved away from the numbers game, where the ANC would generally use its numbers to push something through a system? But obviously now, with what the system is now represented in front of us, it is now a discussion point. It's now a place where the ideas need to be forthcoming instead of a numbers game. It's not a numbers game anymore, in essence.
Yeah, no, it's not going to be. You know, you need to be able to, you know, articulate the point, you know, be clear in terms of what you want. And for us, the role that we, whether we play the role, if this one thing that was said, let me just say this. We have said that, for instance, the president, even when we had the conversation which in the main we're having with the ANC, even when we had the conversation, and they kept on asking, what is the position that you want? And I was like, no.
wait a minute. Not... Wait, Magashule. Wait, Magashule. Hold on, Chief. So there's an understanding that within the space of negotiations, from the ANC perspective, they were really also interested in what you potentially would want. Because a lot of parties come out of these negotiations and say, you know what, no, we never spoke about any of those things. We spoke about, you know, what we would be doing high level and all of these things. And you're one of those first ones that says, yeah, we got down to the nitty gritty of actually asking us what we'd want as well if we came into the system.
Yeah, no, so what I'm saying is, the question would be asked, and our response would be this. We have responded it many a times to say, so the first thing, the first meeting, because I was in those meetings, the first meeting we said, no, let's get Parliament to succeed the first meeting. We are not here because we want to say, we are. If we decide to come to the GNU, it's because you have promised us this position.
Yeah.
We said, the constitution is clear in terms of who appoints cabinet.
Yeah, prerogative.
And there's a reason for that, Denzel. There's a reason for that. Because if you have a situation wherein people appoint themselves to cabinet, then it means that the president will have no power to discipline them. People will be reporting to someone else rather than the president. So as the head of state and the head of the national executive, you will have no power to then... discipline, correct people that decide to go.
As is what's happening, Magashule, in some of the metros, in essence.
You see, I wanted to go there.
Yeah.
You see, you know why Johannesburg is in the mess that it's in? It's because the mayor has got no say on what's happening in the department. He's got no say.
They don't answer to him.
The MMCs, the mayor answers to the MMCs. The MMCs don't report to him. He cannot tell the MMCs what to do. They tell him what to do.
Yes, because his job is linked to, yeah, to that relationship.
You can't have that in the president or a premier. You can't have that. You can't have a situation where you say, all right, we will appoint ourselves. Then, because you know what you might end up having? You'll end up having what's happening in Johannesburg, where inside the executive, people report to each other. They report to the parties that they come from, rather than report to the president or the mayor in the case of Joburg. And that's why we had said to the ANC when we had the conversation, It said the prerogative to appoint the cabinet rests with the president.
Yeah.
The president must look within the pool of the available members of parliament, find the best people there, and then appoint them. And we even said if the president feels that there might be positions that none of the people that are available in parliament can fill, the president can go outside. He's got the two positions that he can appoint
from externally,
that are not members of parliament. And then if it so happens that in the view of the president says, maybe we think from Gezo you could be a minister. Or the president says, no, maybe Ghana you can be the chairperson of this. We are not going to, or it could be the chief whip because that's not the president's prerogative.
Yeah, yeah.
If they say that, we are not going to say no to a call to serve the country. But we are not going to the conversation to say, no, no, it's a cabinet position or nothing. We don't operate like that.
Then
we never operated, and any of the people that were in those meetings, they can tell that no. When they spoke to Rising Zanzi, the position was never on the table. We never discussed it in that fashion.
Then let me ask you, Makhshula, is that a position that, because from what I'm understanding, is that is the position that Rising Zanzi went into the GNU with and said, the prerogative is yours, you can go ahead, choose from who you believe is, you know, the strength of the collective and choose amongst the others. But just that would be your position and one that you would have taken. Let me have an understanding of the finer print in the document. Would you then agree that some political parties, when they read the finer print of the documentation, might not be as giving as you are, you know, in essence to this particular aspect of you know, the GNU, whereby there are aspects that actually give them or speak to them having a quota, and they are allowed that quota and they will demand that particular quota and aspects of that particular nature. Do you have an understanding that your position might be one of good faith where you say, you know what, go ahead, Mr. President, and if you choose one of us, well, you know, then we will serve. But is there a real understanding from you, yourselves, that other political parties who might have engaged and are engaging very differently actually are not out of sync maybe with what the document speaks to, and that maybe there is an element whereby quotas and or positions and or the size of who you are, you know, can determine to an extent whether you get 9 or 10 or 15. Is there an element, just so that we have an understanding, whereby out of good faith you have said the president can go ahead, but other political parties might within their rights be asking for what is in the document and is in the fine print of the document?
So you know sometimes and I observe this, I'm not so far from the exit. I'm very much, I'm by the touchline. Sometimes I get in the field if it requires. So you know what my wish would be.
Yeah.
Instead of people debating more around the positions, they should be saying to say, no, Mr. President, here are our best 12 people. Here's their name. Here's their CV. This is their credential. Looking at your cabinet, look at what these are the best that we have to offer. Whether it comes from the PA, it comes from ISP, it comes, they must be able to say to the president, to say no, because the president does not appoint the party. Because if you then say you give a position to the party, and then it's up to the party to decide who amongst themselves they give it to. then the president has not appointed the cabinet.
No, he hasn't.
What ought to happen? You know, like I see all these letters that are flying up and down.
Mm.
What those letters will be containing? It's not so much the position. It's the people. Mm. Because at the end of the day, it's not a political party that runs a ministry and so forth.
Mm.
It's a person. You need to be saying, all right, these are the people of the highest integrity, highest qualification. Mm. We trust them. We know they are the best. If you were to choose from our members, choose among these ones.
Yeah.
But people can't do that because this is what they want. They want to have an organization inside cabinet.
Yeah.
And that is what will might lead to things not moving in the way that they should be moving.
But that would have an impact on a party like Raisa Mzansi, where you would also then feel that you're not just engaging the ANC in a lot of issues, you're engaging this other entity that also exists here, that operates on their own and operates collectively sometimes, but then retreats and operates on its own, and you'd never know where you are.
Yeah, so that's why, you know, like there are things that we need to respect, and one of the things is respecting the constitution. Those powers that are given to the president, it's not by mistake. It was not a favor that was given to the first to the second president, because Mandela did have those powers from the interim constitution, but for the final constitution, the first president that used the final constitution in appointment was Thabo Mbeki. So those powers were not a favor. They are there for a reason.
It's by design. Mm.
They are there for a reason to say, no, look amongst the people. Because if the president, say, imagine if the president says, ANC 17, DA 5, EFM, or I think it's not there, IFP 4, PA 2, and then he says, that's my cabinet. Then you leave it to the political party to then say, no, I'm putting this person.
Mm.
You yourself, you haven't satisfied yourself whether they can do the job or not.
So
that for me is what's missing from this conversation. I hope maybe if tomorrow there's no announcement, when you have a conversation with the others, you ask them, all right, I hear that you want these positions, but who are the people you want to occupy those positions?
Yeah, because they would have...
Because for me, I know, you know, it's me and Songhe.
Yeah.
If there was to be a call, the call will go either to me directly or will go to Songhe directly, and then they will answer the call, and the president, at least the president knows our credentials.
Mm.
You can then decide that, no, we think, Mr. Zili, we think given your own track record, you are a man of integrity, you have demonstrated that maybe go and serve South Africa in this ministry.
Mm.
And Songhezo will then accept that responsibility to lead the ministry as appointed by the president, not appointing himself.
And because the president can appoint externally as well, I'll just keep my phone on as well.
There are two positions. So keep your make sure it's fully charged.
I'm making sure.
Make sure it's fully charged, and you must check it. People are sleeping with one eye open now. You don't want to miss the call.
No, yeah, you don't want to.
The queue is long. So if you miss the call, hey, it might not come again.
Yeah, because the train waits for nobody.
Exactly.
Makhosile Ghana, where are you at the moment? Cape Town or back up here?
I'm back in Joburg, heading to Parliament tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
To start setting up our office there. We still
yeah, for you it's from the bottom up. You've got to start with every single aspect now of
yeah, still have to buy the mugs and we're starting from scratch, the teaspoon. We don't even have an office. If we were to be given an office, and then someone says tea, no, there's no one to even ask tea or coffee. Even if I ask, I'm like, hey, we don't have tea, we don't have coffee, we don't even have a mug. So we have to set up the office from scratch. But I'm confident that by the end of July, if you visit Parliament, you come to our office, we'll be able to offer you.
I was about to say, I'm going to come after July when the coffee and the milk are ready and the sugar is ready. So I'll come after July, bro.
Yeah, no, we will offer you coffee and it will have milk. Maybe with some luck, there will be some biscuits.
But in the meantime, I'm keeping my phone on, you know, that one
eye. You know, you don't know the date and the time that the call might come. You know what they say?
Uh-huh.
It can happen at any moment from now. Keep your phone on, fully charged.
Fully charged.
Because the call can come at any moment.
Makashila Ghana, it's a pleasure talking to you, Chief, and congratulations. And
thank you very much.
And we'll bump into each other in the streets of Gauteng pretty soon.
Do visit Parliament. I'll tell you when our office is up and running.
Makashila Ghana, of course. The Raisa Mzansi. Various positions. What position do you want me to tell you he is? Chief Organizer, Member of Parliament, Lead Negotiator in the GNU Coalition Talks, person who carried a bag around with him with T-shirts, whatever. Yeah, he was that person who answered the phone calls, did all of those things. Makashila Ghana. You would have heard him here, of course, when Raisa Mzansi was right in the beginning of things. And they didn't even have a name. They didn't even have a leader. And they were talking about something big is coming. Watch the space. I'm working on it. We're working on it. They were here. Those conversations were happening here at Power Perspective with, of course, the same Makashula Ghana. Lovely talking to him.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.